You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're about to look at Mark chapter 11 is where our sermon series is taking us to on WGOD. Now, you hear a couple different things on this program, mainly because I don't have the time here to record all new programs in Acts. When I do, you've been hearing an ongoing study in the book of Acts. When I don't, you're hearing sermons that I preach at the church that I pastor. That church is Island Community. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock. Now, Wednesday is tomorrow. We are in 1 Peter chapter 2 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We all would love to see you and would welcome you. Bring your Bible. Bring your wide margin Bible. Bring your pen and highlighter. I've got my pen and highlighter and my blackboard as well. Wednesdays are different. We break out the blackboards, and people are encouraged to ask questions and comments and make comments. That's Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Love to see you. Sunday, we're looking at the days of Lot. The Lord says, what'll be the sign of your coming? Actually, they asked him, what'll be the sign of your coming? And at the end of the age, he gives a verse-by-verse description. The Gospel of Matthew also says, as it was in the days of Noah, and in the Gospel of Luke, he says, as it was in the days of Lot. What characterized the days of Lot? There's the elephant in the room. I'll leave it in the room. That's my sermon this Sunday morning at 10:30. Now let's hear part two of this message from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
He found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Now let's look at the rest of this. Let's fast forward here down to verse 19. Now when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus, answering, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, notice the singular, thou, not be ye removed, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but will believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. All right, now this can either mean three things. Because I've always struggled with this verse. Because you know as well as I know that we don't see this happening. Who among us, all right, let's ask, this is a survey. Who among us here has had every prayer they've ever prayed answered? Raise your hand. You're first. Every prayer. All right, right. The answer could be no, or it could be wait. I never thought of that. Okay. Again, three things I said. This can mean either three things. Number one, either this promise is only for the apostles. Number two, Jesus was in error and didn't mean what he said. If I believe, you better shake your head. If I believe that, it's time to get a new pastor. Or number three, have faith in God. I choose number three. We're just not here yet. Walk in faith. You know, I might not be charismatic, but I do believe that your words mean something when you say them. If you cast out demons with a word, then your words matter and mean something. Am I right? Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Look, if my charismatic brethren, now Eric here is charismatic. I've known Eric for nigh on many years. We agree on 99% of everything. And I think he probably would agree with me on this, that if my charismatic brothers would only believe in the sovereignty of God, then I wouldn't have issues with their theology. They believe God at his word. That's to be commended. If you want to pick and choose what part of the word of God you don't want to believe, then you're no different than the homosexuals that do the same thing. Sorry. That's the truth. You can't go through here and pick and choose what part you don't want to believe because it's not fulfilled the way you think. You don't throw this part out of the Bible. But God is sovereign. And God rules, not your words. God rules. But we don't throw this out because we don't see it happening. Again, verse 21. Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you have cursed has withered away. All right, one verse at a time. Peter is shocked. The fig tree has shriveled up. Jesus' response to Peter and the rest of them was this. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. So Jesus is saying the apostles can have this kind of authority and this kind of prayer life. Also, verse 23, assuredly I say to you that whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So why don't these kind of things happen today? This note comes from my Bible knowledge commentary. It says, Jesus made this promise on the recognized premise that petitions must be in harmony with God's will. Let me read that again. All petitions must be in harmony with God's will. Otherwise, the answer will be like Mike said. The answer will be, no, I'm not going to do that. Now, this commentary gives out a couple of verses here. Let me give them to you if they're not on the handout. Mark 14:36. Abba, Father, this is Jesus speaking, night before he was crucified. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Matthew 6, 9 and 10. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. John 14, 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Who has this kind of success in here? Who's living that one in here? Let me know. Anyone? Am I the only one in this house that has unanswered prayers? Am I the only one? Who can live this? I am missing this. The word's not wrong. I'm wrong. And I got to find out where I'm wrong and change. Right? I mean, I love God a little bit too in this group. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my... now we're cutting to the chase. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. Now we're getting somewhere. That was John 15:7. Now, he's not done yet. John 16:23. In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. That's John 16:23 and 24. Now this last one is my favorite and does the best job at explaining, I believe, what Jesus means here. 1 John 5:14. It says this. Now this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Amen? Now we're tapping into some serious things here, church. This here is where we need to be on a spiritual level. We need to be all in regarding our faith. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is, it is no longer you who live, but it's Christ who lives in you. When you surrender like this and grant Jesus total control of your life and full reigns in your life, then this is the place where you start to get these kind of victories. How? Because it's not you that's praying and asking for these things. It's Christ in you that leads you to pray. When Christ leads you to pray for something, you will get the answer. I shouldn't even say that. Sometimes Christ will lead you to pray for something for someone else. But then that someone else has rejected him. And you look at it as failure. But no, that person will stand at the great white throne and they'll say, remember the day that Darren came by your house because I put it on Darren's heart to go and preach to you. And you said no. And you look at these verses and you say, whatever I ask. Sometimes the answer can be no. But you've been faithful, and this person over here has rejected God, and they won't point a bony old finger at him on judgment day and say, you weren't fair to me. You don't always see the answer to it. It's you just got to be faithful to God, to whatever he's called you to do. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Eric preaches this in here, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Whoever's in that group, Romans 8:14. Do you want to live this kind of life? Then allow the Son of God to live his life in you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. I love to hear the voice of God.